Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Christ took away our infirmities and bore our diseases.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials named Jairus came forward. Seeing him, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please, come, lay your hands on her, that she may get well and live." He went off with him, and a large crowd followed him. There was a woman afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors and had spent all that she had, yet she was not helped and only grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. She said, "If I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured." Immediately, her flow of blood dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Jesus, aware at once that power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who has touched my clothes?" But the disciples said to him, "You see how the crowd is pressing upon you, yet you ask, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. The woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." While he was still speaking, people from the synagogue official's house arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid. Just have faith." He did not allow anyone to accompany him inside except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they arrived at the house of the synagogue official, he caught sight of a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and said to them, "Why this commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but asleep." And they ridiculed him. And then he put them all out. He took along the child's father and mother and those who were with him, and entered the room where the child was. He took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The girl, a child of 12, arose immediately and walked around. At that, they were utterly astounded. He gave strict orders that no one should know this, and said that she should be given something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord. So Jesus, calming the storm on the lake, casting out legion, the demons from the man and the Gerizim territory, and today Jesus raising the little girl from the dead. Mark building that experience of Jesus, the power that he has over life and death, the gift of God's love in our midst. But it's also presented to us with this little story inside, the woman who touches Jesus' cloak with that faith that if she just touches his cloak, she will be healed. How often we think the same thing. If I just pray right, maybe God will listen to my prayers. If I just go and pray and light a candle, God will listen to our prayers and will solve this problem. If we just make this novena, God will hear my prayer and will change the life of my children. Whatever it is we pray for, whatever it is that we need, we come before the Lord in faith, asking for the gifts that we need. So often, when we do that, we already have the solution in mind, what we want God to do. And sometimes that causes a problem because we simply ask the Lord to be in this situation, to bring his grace into whatever way needs to be present. And whether it's our heart that needs to be changed or somebody else's heart that needs to be changed, whether we need to have the strength to accept or whether we receive the blessing of hearts changed, whatever happens, we pray that our hearts are open to that gift and that presence of God in our life. And so often I hear people who have lost, they will say that they have lost faith in God because he didn't answer their prayer. He didn't do what they wanted him to do. It didn't end up the way that they wanted it to end up. Maybe we've been there as well. And yet we are called today to continue to have trust in Jesus and the power of his love, the power of his healing grace, the call that he gives us, and knowing that what is happening here is only the first half of the gospel. This is not what Jesus is about. He is about the power of his love to transform us, the gift of eternal life that he's giving to us, the call to the kingdom, to be ready for that kingdom, not just to have our problems solved on earth. But at the same time, we know the Lord enters in. I can't tell the numbers of miracles, the numbers of times that the Lord has gifted ministry and the people I speak to and the lives that I've touched and the people I've prayed over and the ways that God has brought healing into their lives or comfort into their lives, whatever way it is, the Lord touches us. The Lord is present here. We open our hearts in prayer, but we don't demand what he does, but we are certainly open to the gifts of his love and of his grace. And most especially, Jesus often acts in ways that we aren't expecting. The blessings come when we're not asking, but simply when our hearts are open. And we pray for that gift of faith and trust that the Lord continues to bless us and guide us and call us into a deeper relationship with him. And so